bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Prescott Chamber Chat with your host Casey Johnson. She is here representing the wonderful Prescott Area Chamber of Commerce. She's their coordinator and we could not be more excited to have her in studio with us today. How have you been? I feel like I haven't seen you in person in a long time because you've been so busy.
That is true. But yes, it's spring break, so no rustling, you know, running around and kid duty kind of thing. So yeah, I was able to hop over here today and see you in person.
Well, so. I love that. So let's talk about, even though we are talking and spring, of course, is supposedly upon us.
It's trying.
You guys had such a great winter in Prescott. You really did reinvent the wheel as far as thinking of outside the box ways to get people to come and explore Prescott in the winter.
We sort of gotten word from the businesses, right, that I mean November to March is the tough time, and you know, obviously business owners, but you know, for families, right, there's not a lot to do. You get outside the house, like, what, you know, where do you go? So yeah, we sort of tried to find whatever those activities were.
I think you did a great job.
Or we had to create them, right? So the Winterfest in January was our first time doing that. And, you know, the ice carving competition that Lucille sponsored was a huge success and a big hit. So I think, you know, the plan would be to sort of make that a little bigger and better for next year and sort of see what that looks like. And then we just did a wedding and event expo a few weeks ago. Well, gosh, I mean, it was like 2 weeks ago at the old Patax Event Center with over 30, close to 35 vendors and probably 100 and some people that stopped through.
Oh,
and
I love it.
Lots of new brides, but, you know, all obviously people that were interested in just, you know, right, for parties and events and grad parties, prom, that kind of thing too. So it was, you know, something else to do in town.
I love that you had that many vendors because
yes,
it really was one-stop shopping for people. And as you have said, things have changed in Prescott where now you can actually, there's a place to stay, there's a place to have an event, and tell people about that.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, again, you know, Megan Langer with the Port of Prescott. She's got the Harbor Motel that's open now as well with, you know, the 20-some rooms, and then the Cove Guest House where you can rent out the whole house for your party, have a, you know, a groom's dinner in the back room, or again, that space that could be rented out for baby showers or birthday parties and all that. So yeah, just, you know, a lot more space, including what the Patax Event Center can hold as well. And obviously getting out to the Ridgetop, things like that. So yeah, I mean, you know, we've got floral photographers, transportation. Megan, of course, just added a luxury transportation. So they've got a bus that'll do tours and take people to them from venues and events, or if you wanted to do it for a day trip and take a group somewhere. So it's not even necessarily associated with just like a wedding or an event, but if you have a group that you want to.
Didn't know that. What's that business
just
called?
Just launched. Yeah, I think it's Prescott Luxury Transport.
How fun.
You know? So yeah, so we're, you know, we want people to come and stay in Prescott. We've started as probably about almost a year in the making now, the Prescott Tourism Committee, because we now have the ability to collect the hotel tax in the city of Prescott, which then goes into a fund that the city gets a little bit of it. And then this committee, the Tourism Committee, that the idea is to help groups within Prescott promote their events to bring people to stay in Prescott overnight. So the whole heads in beds. And we have, you know, we're sort of starting an education campaign about that funding and that mechanism. We have some information out on our website, but ideally we want, you know, if you've got an event that'll get guests here overnight into Prescott, if you need help promoting it, we can have some matching funds. So we're, you know, hopefully going to see what this sort of fallish probably time frame for some of those events to bring people. And again, just keep, the more people that stay in Prescott, the more that budget gets replenished and that account, and better things like the signage or the banners, or, you know, we just have nice things now.
You do have nice things. And I know one of the things that you put the word out, and I don't even know if you're full yet, but Do you still need people to sponsor your baskets?
So we just kicked that off and don't have anyone sponsoring baskets
yet. Well, we need to get the word out.
That's right. Yeah. So we're going to work with Reverse Nursery again, and those will be delivered in the middle of May.
And it's your beautiful hanging baskets in downtown.
That's right. We have about 35 slots for the hanging baskets that get hung. And we actually already have our waterers ready to go for the summer, thanks to Mary Pat. She has gotten everyone's schedule coordinated. But yeah, we will have the basket. So then you can do it in naming of, you know, a loved one, or the businesses can sponsor. But it is open to the community. And that's what a lot of times in memorials of or in memorial.
I think it's a great idea. And I think just the simple fact that you don't have to necessarily be a business to sponsor. I mean, if there's somebody listening in the Hastings area, you know, that has ties to Prescott, or maybe their loved one grew up in Prescott or they're buried in Prescott, what a beautiful way to, you know, as you said, memorialize them or maybe a Mother's Day gift. You know, what do you get Mother's Day for, you know, for people? And maybe, Mom, this is what I'm sponsoring you all, you know, summer long.
That's right. Yeah, we hang on probably right around before Memorial Day through Prescott Days, which that is underway and starting to be planned as well. Goodness. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's sort of the fun part. You know, when we start to get to the hanging baskets, we know that, you know, we'll have a few events in April, but our May health and wellness event that the businesses are going to do, and then we're going to work with the Hastings Chamber again on the bike tour.
I love that. So let's break some of those apart. So the May wellness event, was last year the first year you did that?
It was the second year that the Vision Source and Scenic Bluffs and Snap Fitness in that location, the parking lot. So that was the second year last year, and it got a little bigger where they had the chiropractors and some of the other businesses set up booths bigger than what they had done the year before, and then had the food truck and some things like that. So this year they're in the planning process and trying to get the rest of the group, the businesses, together. So hopefully we'll have some information out here soon. But that would be May 5th, which is that Friday?
Yeah.
Is that a Friday? And then again, we'll roll right into the bike event on the 6th, that Saturday.
And that's a partnership with, as you mentioned, the Hastings Chamber, and also is it Carpenter? And who else is involved in that?
Yeah, the Carpenter Nature Center and Freedom typically weigh in and just try to, I think we'll have the Carpenter Nature Center do another of the bird on, you know, some sort of an animal or bird exhibit on the Hastings side, and then we'll get some supporter vendors on the Prescott side. But it worked out really well last year just to have a guided tour, so a start time and a stop time in both sides instead of sort of a free-for-all. So it made it a little bit easier for businesses, you know, the restaurants, to know when to expect the group.
It's true.
And for people that wanted to do just one way, and, you know, they knew when to sort of, gather and then hit the trail. So, yeah, so that'll come up. And this is like our third year doing that.
I know. And
so it's been kind of a nice partnership.
Well, it is a great partnership, because I think a lot of times we take for granted how great
it's four miles.
It's 4 miles. And they have these electric bikes downtown.
That's right.
It makes it even easier.
That's right. See, something for everyone. Anyone can do it.
So tell people how it goes. You can start in either city.
We did that the first year with COVID just so people could spread out. But
Now you're going to start.
Yeah, we have a coordinating call. So I think last year we started in Hastings, came to Prescott for lunch, and then Prescott back to Hastings. So we'll have to decide if that
flop it
you
out
know, if
or
we
maybe
flip that around.
Yeah. Oh, how fun!
So yeah, it's just a fun partnership. And again, there's, you know, yes, let's send business back and forth. There's fun stuff here. There's fun stuff there. You know, again, a lot of these members of the Prescott Chamber also belong to the Hastings Chamber, and really, it is just sort of, you know, how do we make sure to, you know, leverage relationship and those that networking for everyone.
So. You know, I have not been over the Prescott Bridge within the last couple of weeks. Is the ice out yet, or what's going on over there? No.
Like in the river?
On the river.
Yeah, it's broken up a little bit.
It is. Okay.
I mean, you know, I give props to those ice fishermen that are always out
there.
They are
not
morning.
Still
I know.
Out there.
I haven't seen any lately, but it wouldn't surprise me. But yeah, no, I mean, we're starting to get cleared up, and, you know, the Freedom Park is starting to try to plan for their spring
and I did
summer
speak
with Linda.
Yes, with That's Linda. Right. And I know that they have recently opened it up for, you know, weekend programming, which I think is great. And it's been successful from what I hear.
Yeah, between Freedom and the library. And then there's a couple other, you know, again, how do you, family-friendly events during the winter that you can get your kids out of the house. Yep. Parents need a break. Kids need a break. So, yeah, they've done some weekend programming with some authors and book reading, and then just having the visitor center open, you know, and then they'll get ready for some programming. Linda and I were just talking about the bug guy today and trying to get him to come back to I know, not my cup of tea, but you know, just to be able to do that. And then obviously the Coulee Trail sort of winding down for the winter snowshoeing, but yes, will soon open for regular hiking through the trail this year.
I know.
Year,
so. It's just crazy. And it's been a great year for outdoor activities, of course.
Yeah, I think our snowbies over in Prescott have had a successful year with all the trails and getting some real riding time this year. I keep seeing their posts that things are open, which has been great up until now. But so I think it really, you know, nothing. Few crazy winter days, but you know, to be expected. But again, why we were able to do Winterfest and have the vendor events and things like that, because you know, people need something to do.
Well, they do, and I think that is a real positive for your city, in that you're looking at trying to help people, you know, as you said, kind of get over the hump of the winter. Because I know in the summertime, Prescott is crazy busy.
Right.
Crazy busy.
Yeah.
Good kind of crazy busy.
Good kind of crazy. I mean, and with the new waterfront this year and having the courtesy dock open and the two overlooks and things like that, yeah, I don't, you know.
It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be fun, but, you know, people are just going to have to be patient with the traffic and with parking and the motorcycles and the bicycles and pedestrians. But I think, you know, the businesses are, you know, getting their, you know, patio open soon kind of things ready to go, and hopefully some live music and, you know, all that fun stuff that we get to have for the summer and spring. So
tell me what you know about the Great River Road Theater, because I was just tickled to see that they are alive and well, but I don't think I know much about them.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, again, I think it's one of those like little hidden gems that probably I do wish more people knew about, or knew that there is a community theater in the area. But yeah, they have their show. It went last weekend, and great opening nights. It's at the Patax Event Center. It's almost like a dinner theater. So this coming weekend, I think the Thursday show got canceled, but they'll have Friday, Saturday, and a lunch show on Sunday. And you know, just some local people that are in it. And
don't, again, you love that?
It is. It's fun to watch sort of people that you see at the grocery store, and now they're Elvis or getting married in Vegas. I don't know. I'm hoping to go on Sunday to see the lunch showing.
So the show is called Four Weddings and an Elvis. Mm-hmm. And as you just mentioned, it's going to be at Patax. And it looks like you can get tickets
online at Patax. Yeah, the Patax website. They are selling the tickets for the group. So yeah, I think just promoting that. I mean, letting people know they're always looking for people to participate in the events and to audition for the show, help with. I mean, they spent a whole week trying to, you know, design and build the stage. So I think there's probably, you know, a role for everyone out there in this group. But yeah, I think it's just kind of a great thing, again, that Prescott, I mean, and then even for the arts and all that. And the Orange Dragon will be opening up soon here in April. And then there's a gallery event this weekend that one of our local artists is going to be selling some of his collection of work. And then Tom Blank and Connie Meisner will be selling their own work. But Tom's collected oil paintings for like 60 years. So it's his private collection that he's going to be selling.
Wow.
So, yeah, it'll be Friday and Saturday this weekend.
And where's that?
At the Orange Dragon Art Gallery.
It is.
On Orange Street.
Boy, that sounds exciting.
Yeah. Like I said, we trying to find something for everybody, you know, and all the sports that go on throughout the year. And, you know, I've got our high school spring sports coming up soon. But
golf, I mean, that's always fun for our friends in Prescott to watch.
The golf, and then I think track and field. And I'm trying to think what else I've been hit up for fundraising. You know, just never stops. But the teams are, you know, there's something for the baseball and softball getting ready. So between the athletic side, the arts, family stuff, the bars and restaurants, I mean, I know, if it could just stay sunny.
Well, you're sunny, so that's all that matters. So you're having a really fun fundraiser for the canine.
Right.
So tell us about that, because you know, we're nuts about dogs here at KDWA, but this one is really fun. Dueling Pianos.
Yeah, so the Canine Foundation, they are the ones that wound up helping to fund getting our canine dog Caesar to the police department. And so, you know, obviously dogs will continue.
Those are not cheap.
They are not cheap. You know, to get the patrol car that Officer Jesse needed to work with Caesar, and then, you know, just continued maintenance and food costs, vet costs,
right,
equipment for the dog. So they'll continue to fundraise. But yeah, they're going to be doing a dueling piano fundraiser in May for that. And I think,
do you think Caesar will be there?
That's a very good question. But what we need to do is have him and Jesse come on the show here too. So
love yeah, that.
Talk about, you know, that. So
I would love that.
Yeah.
Can you make that happen, friend?
For sure.
Look at you.
Sure.
Look at you. I would love to meet him. And again, that fundraiser is going to be on Friday, May 12th. Doors open at 5:30. And as Casey said, it's going to be a really fun night out. And it's also going to be a great fundraiser for the canine Caesar in Prescott. So what else is going on? How are your businesses, and what does your downtown look like? Is it full? Do you have any empty storefronts?
No, I think we're all full right now. And in fact, the Two Rivers Bar and Grill that owns Broad Street has been renovating that bar and grill.
Okay, what?
So it looks like it's almost done. They're finishing the front side, and I saw equipment moving in yesterday. So I would imagine Broad Street Bar and Grill will be reopening here soon.
As?
I don't know if they're changing the name. I just think they renovated.
Well, yeah, there's equity in that name. I totally agree.
Yeah. So well, I think, yeah, we're again, just more facelifts and new owner. Well, I guess they announced new owners at Carboni's, and we have new owners at Papa T's, but no new space. So that's, you know, a good thing. But
Right. Well, the new owner piece, I think, is always fun. You know, and I don't know enough about Carboni's. Don't they probably have a secret Carboni's sauce? So they probably don't change that. But certainly, you know, Papa T's.
Yep. New owners there. But yeah, I think there is just, again, I think between having something like the Prescott Roadhouse, having Two Rivers, having Lucille's, Muddy's, Kitchen Table, I mean, there is something for everyone. So, you know, Twisted Oak, having Caribou, Papa T's, Carboni's. I mean, that's sort of the beauty of it, whether it's a family thing, you want quick take in and take out, or if you want to sit down for a nice dinner, you want sushi, you want burgers, you want, you know, that's, again, what we are trying to help promote, you know, when we talk about come to Prescott and stay the night and spend the weekend and have your event here. There's, you know, options for everyone.
I will ask Matt Wolf, your city planner, when I see him, but what do you hear about that beautiful space, the former steamboat? Anything?
Nothing.
Ugh.
I know.
It's just so I wonder what it could be. I mean,
yeah, it could be. I mean, you know, a lot of people were thinking, want more green space, want more access to the river, you know, biking, that kind of thing, but it's privately owned, and I assume they're waiting for the right thing.
Exactly. Well,
whatever that may be.
Exactly. Well, it's so good to see you, as
you
always.
Too.
Doesn't time go
Thank
fast
you.
When you're having fun?
Absolutely. We're halfway through the year here soon. Can't believe it.
What the heck? I know. Well, yeah, we can't wish our life away, because I know you're busy year round.
That's
but
true.
Anyway, thank you so much for coming in today and sharing with us all the fun things going on in Prescott. If you haven't been there lately, pop on over. And I got to tell you, your website has a lot of good information. Do you want to give people that information, please?
Yeah, if anyone's interested, and again, to this grant information that we have for businesses or groups and organizations in town that are having an event that will bring overnight guests, you can go to chamberofprescott.com, and then the grant information is under the Promote Prescott tab.
Great to see you. Casey Johnson, she is the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Coordinator, and we're so happy that she stopped in today to fill us in. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.